I'm not sure that he understands the context. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principle Policy. And with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Great to be back with you and the folks out in WLRY and podcast land.
Well, Chuck, it's been an interesting couple of days because we've had a chance to talk a little bit about some things that had happened at the Conservative Political Action Conference last week, which is a three-day gathering in Washington, D.C. of many, many supposedly conservative elected officials and candidates and the grassroots mainly of the Republican Party who consider themselves conservative and who trot out to D.C. for a three-day conference. And, of course, we talked about Rand Paul won the straw poll. Ted Cruz gave a rousing talk about the importance of standing for the Constitution, and Brent Bozell took many of the current crop of Republican leaders in Congress to the woodshed. Well, one of the other speakers of CPAC is one where sometimes I kind of wonder, like, where are they going to? Because, well, according to some people, this gentleman's as conservative as the day is long. Well, given the state that he comes from and given the junior senator from his state's positions and stands and popularity, I'm not really thinking that in context, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is really all that conservative. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Although he has an ACU rating, supposedly, of 90%.
Yeah, and the ACU, for those of you who don't follow this, is the American Conservative Union. Now, supposedly, they take a listing of all the votes on conservative issues. But then again, Chuck, the ACU sometimes counts as conservative votes like the Patriot Act. So I'm not sure I want to take that as a truly constitutionally conservative bellwether or standing mark as to whether or not some candidate or official is actually conservative. Now, ACU's probably done a lot of good things in their time, but sometimes you drift a little bit, just like we said yesterday about CPAC possibly drifting a little bit. But obviously, the people who were really ringing with the rank and file were people like Rand Paul, who's the junior senator from Kentucky, who stood up against the use of drones, who stands and talks about the Constitution, and who just last week introduced a measure in the United States Senate to protect life from the point of conception, a true personhood law that Rand Paul introduced in the Senate. Now, it probably won't go anywhere in the Senate, but at least he's willing to stand up and get the conversation going. So I see that as a very hopeful sign. But then, with CPAC winding down on Saturday, they brought to the podium Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as the, you know, they'd be wont to do because they like having the leaders and the power brokers at their conference. And we got the listen to a little bit here. We got from the Powerline blog, and Powerline is a quote-unquote conservative, read that neocon, blog site, which honestly thinks that Mitch McConnell is your model of a conservative. I'm not seeing it, Chuck. Yes, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just not seeing it.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, yeah, let's put it this way. He's better than the person who is getting ready to run against him. Considerably better. He's smarter. He's not quite as good looking. But then again, Ashley Judd is not 28 years old anymore.
Well, Chuck, it's interesting because, yes, the Senate Democrats and the National Democratic Election Campaign Committees have been talking to actress Ashley Judd to run for the United States Senate seat against Mitch McConnell next year in 2014. There's only a couple small problems with that, Chuck. Ashley Judd lives in Tennessee, and therefore, even though the rules are somewhat lax in congressional and U.S. senatorial elections, one thing is something that they haven't yet thrown to the rocks, and that is the idea that you actually have to live in the state that you represent. So it's going to be interesting to find out if that's going to happen or not. And I believe that many national Democrats are really kind of feeling like maybe this isn't the best idea in the world, even though she's an actress and has high name recognition and can raise a lot of Hollywood money. They're not so sure that she isn't going to get up on the stump and say something that's going to, well, explode in her face in the campaign, and thus they lose an opportunity to pick up what they see as a winnable seat in Kentucky. Now, given that Kentucky, by and large, is a conservative state, went 60% for the Romney-Ryan ticket in 2012, it's hard to say if Ashley Judd's brand of liberalism is going to sway a lot of Kentuckians. Now, I don't know if Mitch McConnell has a whole lot to worry about from Ashley Judd, because I'm not sure she's really going to be the candidate. But what he is worried about is something that he talks about in this clip that we have from him.
It is time to get moving. If you've got good ideas, keep them coming. We always need new thinking in our party. But if you believe in conservative principles and you believe in your heart that the direction Barack Obama wants to take this country is wrong, it's time to stand up together and punch back. Now, the mainstream media loves nothing more than to sow division among conservatives. They love it when we take shots at each other. It gets more coverage than a D.C. snowstorm. But unity is strength. And if you need any proof of that, just ask yourself how we ended up with government-run health care. Party unity is the reason we came within one vote, just one, of stopping Obamacare on a cold Christmas Eve morning 3 years ago. But it's also the reason it passed, by just one vote, every Republican against it, every Democrat for it. One vote was the difference between this stack of regulations and the alternative. So we need every vote we can get, and we need every seat we can get. But let me tell you what that doesn't mean. It doesn't mean we need to dilute our principles. More than ever, we need the kind of constitutional conservatives we've got in the Senate who've been really bringing the fight to the left. And I'm going to mention my Kentucky colleague Rand Paul as an example of that.
Okay, I'm stopping the tape, and I'm telling you why I'm stopping the tape.
Please do.
Because one of the major opponents to Rand Paul's candidacy was Mitch McConnell.
Was Mitch McConnell himself. Now, Chuck, what's happening is Mitch McConnell is deathly afraid that he is going to get a primary challenge from the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party in Kentucky, similar to the group that actually put forward now Senator Rand Paul, and that Mitch McConnell will be out of a job at the end of 2014. Now, I found this very enlightening speech about, first of all, we got to all get behind party unity. And he even said the phrase, and I laughed when we first listened to this, I laughed uproariously, that there is strength in unity. And I laughed about that, Chuck, because it reminded me of, speaking of Ashley Judd in Hollywood, although she wasn't in this movie, of a movie called V for Vendetta, which was a kind of a dystopian future movie and fascist government who needed to take control and to keep the people in line had taken over. And of course, there were underground freedom fighters or anarchists, whatever you want to call them, who were attacking back. But the funny thing was that throughout the movie and said by some of the party apparatchiks and put up on their propaganda and their posters and things that were supposedly throughout the city of London was this poster that said, strength through unity, unity through faith. And I just happened to think of that as Mitch McConnell said that line, because his unity, his faith is in the Republican Party, the fact that everybody should just shut up and get behind the party leadership, which is he and his colleagues like John Boehner, and when they, quote-unquote, come within one vote of stopping Obamacare, that you should cheer them for that. Now, the big problem is, Chuck, they came within one vote of stopping Obamacare, but then turned around and are voting continuing resolutions to fund and help build out the program because they have no conviction. Their only conviction is not get a primary and to get reelected. And whether it's Ashley Judd or it's a challenge from a more conservative, a truly conservative Republican primary candidate against Mitch McConnell, I think McConnell does have a lot to worry about. He is not a flaming conservative. As a matter of fact, like you said, he actively opposed Rand Paul. And Mitch McConnell's name has come up quite a bit when you talk about people who are basically acting as appeasers to President Barack Obama and his liberal socialist activist agenda.
Well, look, there's a lot wrong. We're basically talking out of a power line, as we mentioned earlier, a power line blog entry. There's a lot wrong with the premise in the entire entry, and that is, first of all, that Mitch McConnell is quote-unquote conservative enough. Now, we're getting the old bugaboo. Everybody knows that probably McConnell's going to get a Tea Party primary in 2014. And that the opponent is probably going to be Ashley Judd, although the Democratic Party is starting to back off that a little bit. Somebody sat down and read some of her books. She's written a book or two, and I've read some of the excerpts. Barry, this is a cornucopia of opposition research.
Of course.
This woman is insane. She's got Hollywood disease very badly, and it shows in her philosophy. What they're saying is they're throwing up this bugaboo, and it's very interesting that they use what looks to be like about a 15-year-old photo of her to show you what we're up against. And it's a comely photo of her in a, it's not a particularly skimpy outfit, but she's posed as provocatively as possible.
Oh, see, you mean the Powerline blog? Yeah, well, we'll give a warning to our Christian friends and possibly their children. If you're offended at all by a photo of a woman basically in a negligee, don't click on that link, because that's exactly what Powerline put up. Now, the big problem is, Chuck, that picture is probably 15 to 20 years old. Ashley Judd looks nothing like that.
She looks similar. You can recognize her, but she doesn't look like this anymore. But that's the point is, they're making the assumption that a Tea Party candidate could not win against Ashley Judd.
Well, I'm sorry, they're also making the assumption that Tea Party candidate will be more like Richard Murdoch of Indiana than Ted Cruz of Texas.
Mm-hmm. My problem, Barry, is that after Murdoch and Aiken both misspoke during the campaign. They were asked gotcha questions by hostile journalists and gave a bad answer. And suddenly it was as if they'd been caught boiling babies and eating them. Well, this is not what happened. They made dumb statements and should have been allowed to say, like Democratic candidates are when they make really stupid statements, "Oh, wait, that's not really what I meant. You caught me in a gotcha moment. You quoted me out of context," which hostile journalists do all the time. And what we've got is people in the Republican Party. All you have to do is read the comments at the bottom of the article.
Yes.
For instance, they'll say, "I have two words of warning, Richard Murdoch." Well, I still don't think Richard Murdoch was a particularly bad candidate. I think he got gotcha'd. And I also don't think Todd Aiken was a particularly bad candidate. He got gotcha'd. And people are still coming out and saying that Sarah Palin ruined her reputation by resigning from office. The fact is, she was hounded from office. Ethics complaint after ethics complaint after ethics complaint, and she was required to cover the
pay for the defense. That's right.
The legal expenses herself. Now, there's one guy down here who's claiming, you know, this is a sidebar, that we're ignorant of Alaska law. All she had to do is get the attorney general to come through and say it was within her duties as governor, the state would have defended the suit. Well, I think that was the entire problem. The Republican establishment wanted her gone, and they made it clear that they weren't going to find that this was within her duties of government. So she was going to be in this trouble. And the fact is that they hounded her out of office with these fake ethics complaints over and over and over. I mean, I think something like 8 or 9 were filed, and exactly 0 of them found any evidence of ethics problems, and yet she was something like $3 million in debt for legal fees or something. Yeah, I'm quoting numbers off the top of my head. But this is what the Republican establishment does. They don't want to deal with conservative candidates. Mitch McConnell was so sorry, fine knife in back, please, during the entire Rand Paul campaign. He wanted the guy who ran against him. In fact, that was McConnell's candidate. And now all of a sudden he's patting Rand Paul on the back and saying, "My fellow senator from," well, they are fellow senators, but it's not through any effort by Mitch McConnell.
Well, no, obviously not, because McConnell's greatest fear is that somebody like a Rand Paul shows up on the filing day at the primary with the signatures to run against him. Because honestly, even though the Republican Party and the National Republican Senatorial Committee will spend lots and lots of money and play as dirty as they can possibly play, if you find a solid candidate that adheres to the Constitution but doesn't believe in excessive spending and doesn't believe in basically laying your head down on the chopping block for the administration of Barack Obama, I think Mitch McConnell might be out of a job at the end of 2014.
And I'm going to say that he will probably retain his seat.
Okay.
Most likely.
We'll see what happens.
Because I already see the game being played, and it's being played this way. And let me tell you something. You and I both know Republicans are suckers for "he's conservative enough."
Well, yes, you do have that correct.
We are out of time for today. Please join us tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.